Saturday, April 27th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And the Evening Prayer Hymn. Now thank we all our God, with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom his world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way, with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. O may this gracious God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us. Preserve us in his grace, and guide us in distress, and free us from all sin till heaven we possess. All praise and thanks to God the Father now be given, the Son and Spirit blessed, who reigns in highest heaven. Eternal triune God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. And the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia. Psalm 141. I have called to you, Lord, hasten to help me. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer arise before you like incense, the raising of my hands like an evening oblation. Set, O Lord, a guard over my mouth. Keep watch at the door of my lips. Do not turn my heart to things that are wrong, to evil deeds with men who are sinners. Never allow me to share in their feasting. If a good man strikes or reproves me, it is kindness. But let the oil of the wicked not anoint my head. Let my prayer be ever against their malice. Their princes were thrown down by the side of the rock. Then they understood that my words were kind. As a millstone is shattered to pieces on the ground, so their bones were strewn at the mouth of the grave. To you, Lord God, my eyes are turned. In you I take refuge. Spare my soul. From the trap they have laid for me, keep me safe. Keep me from the snares of those who do evil. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon. Like the evening offering, my hands rise up in prayer to you, O Lord. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, you have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. Alleluia. Psalm 142, with all my voice I cry to the Lord, with all my voice I entreat the Lord. I pour out my troubles before him, I tell him all my distress, while my spirit faints within me. But you, O Lord, know my path. On the way where I shall walk, they have hidden a snare to entrap me. Look on my right and see, there is not one who takes my part. I have no means of escape, no one who cares for my soul. I cry to you, O Lord, I have said, you are my refuge, all I have left in the land of the living. Listen then to my cry, for I am in the depths of distress. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of this prison, and then I shall praise your name. Round me the just will assemble because of your goodness to me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, you have led me forth from prison, that I may give praise to your name. And the third antiphon, the Son of God learned obedience through suffering, and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia. Philippians chapter 2. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bend in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father, Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. repeating the third antiphon. The Son of God learned obedience through suffering and became for all who obey him the source of eternal salvation. Alleluia. And our reading for this Saturday evening is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 through 10. You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people he claims for his own to proclaim the glorious works of the one who called you from darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were no people, but now you are God's people. Once there was no mercy for you, but now you have found mercy. And the responsory, the disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Alleluia. And now our intercessions. Christ is our life and resurrection. Let us cry out to him with faith, saying, Son of the living God, protect your people. Lord Jesus, we pray for your Catholic Church. Make it holy so that your kingdom may be established among all nations. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for the sick and the sorrowful, for those in bondage and in exile, that they may receive consolation and help. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for those who have turned away from your paths, that they may experience the grace of your forgiveness and the joy of rising to new life. Son of the living God, protect your people. Crucified and risen Savior, you will come to judge the world. Have mercy on us sinners. Son of the living God, protect your people. We pray for all the living and for all who have gone from us in the hope of resurrection. Son of the living God, protect your people. Now let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, look upon us with love. You redeem us and make us your children in Christ. Give us true freedom and bring us to the inheritance you promised. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.